We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This is the All Local. I'm David Rankin. National Transportation Safety Board blaming an undetected crack in a Southwest Airlines jet engine fan blade that led to that split-second chain of events that killed one woman and disabled the jet. LP Phillips has the report on that hearing.
The NTSB's probable cause finding traced the engine problems on Flight 1380 to a crack in a fan blade. When the blade broke, it sent parts flying, and that caused the engine to fail.
No, it's not on fire, but part of it's missing. They said there was a hole and someone went out.
One NTSB member noted there have been two engine failures due to fan blades on the same type of engine, and both were on Southwest Airlines flights. Engineer Pierre Scarfo replied,
"We have found nothing that's unique to Southwest to account for them having those two events, whether it's maintenance or operational."
The accident aboard Flight 1380 caused parts to blow out a window, partially ejecting a woman who died from her injuries. In all, the NTSB is making 7 recommendations, most of them pointed at plane maker Boeing. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
An attorney from Aubrey behind bars. She's charged with opening fire at her old workplace.
Kristen Jones with Denton Police says just after she was fired from her job at a law firm, 53-year-old Petrina Thompson went to her car, grabbed the gun, went back into the office, and fired a shot.
Fortunately, no one was injured in this incident.
Thompson fled before police arrived, but officers caught up to her a short time later and arrested her without incident. She's charged with 3 counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and is in the Denton County Jail on a total of $150,000 bond, $50,000 for each count. Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Man told Arlington police that he heard gunshots. Now he's behind bars. That's because the police say they think he's the one that fired the shots. Coming from the parking lot at a grocery store and went there to check it out, that's when Michael Singvile of Fort Worth flagged him down. Police determined it's Singvile that's probably the one firing the gun. Officer Jesse Minton said it's not unheard of for someone to call the police on himself.
I've had that before where people think, well, no, I'm the one that called the police. You can't arrest me, even though they're doing something illegal.
He's charged with unlawfully discharging a firearm and pot possession. Cops in Bedford say a homeowner shot and killed a man that broke into his home. Police say it happened this morning on Donna Lane. The homeowner told the police he opened fire after he saw someone opening the window and going inside. When the officers got to the scene, they found a man dead. A study by Children's Health shows more kids are falling behind at school, and when they start falling behind, they have trouble catching up.
Children's Health in Dallas has put out a report on health, economic security, safety, and education for the past 16 years.
That mental health informs all of those dimensions.
Chief Executive Chris Durovich says more than 130,000 kids in North Texas suffer from an emotional disorder or addiction. He says a lack of access to health care sets kids back in their emotional and academic development.
A large percentage of our third graders are not able to read at grade level, and by the time they get to high school, fully a third of our high school graduates are not college ready to go on with the next phase of their life and to be successful.
The report says funding for child mental health services has dropped, but adolescent suicides in Dallas County alone have increased from 11 in 2013 to 19 in 2016. In Dallas, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
It's officially set for 2020, the reunion a lot of people thought might never happen. The Doobie Brothers are getting back together with Michael McDonald, and he's taking part in their 50th anniversary tour. Michael McDonald left the group in 1982, last performed with the Doobies in the 90s. They are coming to North Texas October 9th at Toyota Music Factory in Irving. Tickets go on sale December the 6th. If you've ever wanted to go to Australia, but you say it's too expensive, this might be the greatest week ever for you. Australia's airline Qantas is celebrating its 100th birthday with a fare sale, $100 each way from American cities to Australia's major cities. But you have to be fast on the switch. There are only 100 flights available every day, and they go fast, and that sale only lasts this week. Round trip to Australia, $200. Today at 4 o'clock, Qantas releasing tickets from San Francisco to Brisbane. If you miss out today, you have two more choices, Wednesday and Thursday. And one of those days, the fare is going to be $200 from DFW to Sydney. Las Vegas earns the title Sin City, but other cities are not far behind when it comes to sinning. WalletHub looked at more than 180 cities around the country through about 40 different sins, from everything from drinking to lust to anger. And yes, Vegas wins the title as the most sinful city. It scored in the top 10 for four of the deadly sins: greed, lust, lazy, vanity. Texas put one city in the top 10 for sin cities, and that's Houston. It finished fourth overall. Further down, Dallas. It finished 13th of the most sinful cities with top 10s in lust and vanity. Those are the only two cities in the top 30. Fort Worth is way down the list. Cowtown, 99th most sinful. Arlington finished in 116th place because Arlington has the fewest adult businesses on the chart. The least sinful city in the country, Pearl City, Hawaii.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.